Thank you so much, folks, in the studio at BBS Radio. Thank you for broadcasting this show. This is another simulcast with a conference call. Good evening to everyone listening in. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. It is about, 3 minutes till the hour, and we wait for Winfrey and Teddy Brown to present themselves here shortly on the show. Thank you all for being here. And we had another person join in on the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Welcome to you, my friend.
Hello, Gijs.
And by the way, today it is, February the 5th in 2018. I welcome the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gijs. It's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Okay.
All right. And everyone listening in online through BBS, we welcome you. And I have not seen an announcement email yet for tonight's call, so I do not know what the topic is going to be. And Vin might not know it himself yet. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gijs. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Gijs. Anna Kintwah.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And the next person to join in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry Brown in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking good care of your body so we can have
you
here in person.
Thank you.
All right. I'm really impressed. What a great job you're doing, Terry, with bringing all this information forward for so long a time. I hope you're not being overworked on those calls.
Well, it's funny because my crown chakra got really tired and I can't even remember what we talked about. I remember hanging in there.
I also loved it.
Thank you.
Healing call when you were talking, your memory from in heaven, and that is so impressive, and I would love to hear more about that.
Oh, great.
Hanging out here for only 75 million years, my goodness.
And I would like to hear whether or not you were around the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I was wondering, do you remember seeing dinosaurs?
And how did
I did. I remember seeing them. I remember seeing them, and then, when I went into the museum in L.A., the Tar Pits, they had statues of the dinosaurs, and the dinosaur beings were hanging around their bones.
No, no
and I said to them, I said, doesn't it get boring just hanging around here? And they started following me around. And so I contacted them, and they said, we are mad at the human race because it's supposed to be dinosaurs here, not people.
Pretty interesting. Hello, Wynn. Sorry, I don't want to take over the show.
That's all right. I think I'll have you come in one night and interview Terry.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
All right.
We're hearing the lovely story about how the dinosaurs...
Terry, are you sure you weren't a dinosaur yourself?
I want a what?
Were you ever a dinosaur?
No.
No?
I don't remember being a dinosaur. I don't know. Maybe the memory's there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It's amazing that you can tap into that, Sarah, into that memory.
Yeah.
Who knows? However, we had several more people join in over here. I welcome you all, and please say your name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hey, good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Who else?
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks, man.
Anyone else?
Terry in Nevada.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Terry, are you still playing music sometimes?
Yeah, I'm just working on some original tunes. I'm just coming along slowly, gradually. I wonder if I could ask. Go ahead.
Did you know Paul McCartney is a fake?
I suspected that. Yeah, I heard that before. Yeah.
Look it up on YouTube, just to Paul Fall.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. There are so many different angles. So many different angles. But, you know, the new Paul happens to be very talented, okay?
Yeah. Not him.
And
he's also worked... What?
I bet you were a big Beatles fan.
I was a big Beatles fan, yeah.
Yeah.
As you are so intrigued with that controversy.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, yeah, that's true.
At least I wasn't a dinosaur fan.
All right, we are at 6:05 Pacific time. Welcome to everyone listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. And Vin and Terry, I'm glad that you folks are here. I greatly appreciate the work you guys are doing, and I know there are many people with me feeling the same way.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We must be good if we could reach you.
I don't know how to answer that.
I didn't even get a laugh for that. Oh, my God.
We
must be good if we can reach each other, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right, one more person. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Well, of course. This is Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Good to have you.
Hi, everybody.
Don't you think it's Bonnie, don't mind me today. I'm cantankerous, okay? So what was I going to say? Don't you think it's kind of weird to have a bar in a town called Corona?
Kind of fits together, right?
Appropriate, yeah.
It's not a Mexican bar, is it?
Hey, why's he talking?
What's that?
Oh, hi.
I see Dharmananda there.
Yeah, how you doing?
You think I'm going to answer that question? No.
And Ramon joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, this is Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. I'm going to see you shortly.
I know. I look forward to
it. Oh, man, can't wait.
I know, me too.
Dharmananda, don't take that personally. Well, it's better to be intense than in igloos.
When you missed your calling as a stand-up comedian. I love jokes like that. They're so corny. They're just great.
Nobody got it. They didn't laugh.
Well, yeah, you got it. I got it. They just don't take it.
Maybe you can explain it to us.
See, I knew somebody. Thank you, May, for admitting you didn't get it.
You're right?
Anyone else didn't get it?
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. What I said was, Michelle said something about being intense, right? And so I said, it's better intense than it is in igloos.
Okay.
I need to Google that one.
That's called a groaner. A groaner, right.
Okay. So, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I am going to play the call we did with...
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 5th, 2018.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I didn't want to mute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
Particularly since everyone's being kind of quiet, okay? This weekend, Kimberly is going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. And she's going to, I mean, they are making her a star there. Did you know that, Hines?
Yes, yes. She has another interview. She was so excited, from another magazine.
Yeah, they did an interview with her. You know what? It really helps to be really cute and be a spiritual person, right? Doing spiritual work.
She rocks.
They put her on all the magazine covers, okay? And write articles about her.
Frankie Sandoval is going to be there Saturday and Sunday at her booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told me. So I'm going to play the audio of my talk with her, okay? And that we did in, when did we do it? I can't remember. What's that, Hayes?
Are you checking the time length? You can cut off in the...
Okay. Obviously, okay, it was May 29th. Seems it was 4 weeks since that. I have it here as May 29th, so we'll go with that. And Hives is going to be there. Michelle is going to be there. If anyone wants to go there and see what other people look like, it's a good opportunity. Okay. And here we go.
We have only 43 minutes left.
Okay. It's 58 minutes, so maybe I'll push it forward 10 minutes, okay? Thanks for reminding me. Anybody else on the line had a session with Kimberly?
I did.
No. Who's that?
Dharmananda.
You had one with her finally?
What's that?
You had a session with her finally?
It's hard for me to hear you. Everything's breaking up on this phone.
You had a session? You actually had a session with Kimberly?
I'd like to see her sometime.
Oh, you want to have a session? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I asked if anyone had one. I wanted to see, you know. Prudence had one. Terry had one. Okay. So, I had one. They said I was hopeless, though. Okay? There we go.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Does it work, Evan?
Maybe you better play it, okay? It's at the bottom of the line. This happened last time.
It's the 529 one, right?
Right.
2007.
That's 2007. It was probably 17.
I see it over here.
Yeah. I keep saying play file failed.
Want me to try?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'll
remember,
move it up.
Remember to move it forward.
Yeah, you go to 40 minutes, so 18th, all right. Just please wait at this point.
Yeah, go ahead and mute the line, Sykes. This is May 29th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Phoenix.
I'm moving it forward now.
Now he's moving it forward.
Oh, my gosh. Just all kinds of amazing things. I know where the guys are just, like, amazingly here for us to help us.
Now, let's just suppose somebody had a broken bone. Can you do some? Did you ever have a thing happen where suddenly a broken bone repaired itself?
Broken bone. I think that a broken bone, I mean, depending on actually if they're willing to, yes, I think anything with going into the 12th dimensional energy can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. With oxygen, I'm a firm believer with wheatgrass juice and the power of prayer and can be healed, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about, for example, somebody that gets on the table, how often does this happen? I mean, the person has to be open to receive. You don't do it without them participating. They have to get the energy. What happens when somebody doesn't get the energy? Do you give up on them?
Most people are shifted when they get on the table, even my private sessions. But there has been a few times, even at the Los Angeles Conscious Expo, where a woman got on the table and we had to ask her to get off because my right eye will say no. It's not that I'm throwing her off the table saying, you're forbidden to get healed. But I do feel my eye will say, no, she's just not ready to receive it at this moment in time. And then later on, after she came up, she's like, I really want to be healed. When can I see you next? And I was like, well, we'll do it, you know, in a few weeks from now. And then when she came to me privately, she was like, I really understood why I was not ready, you know. And the guides were telling me she was not ready at that moment.
So people can get second chances.
Absolutely.
They're not doomed forever. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And it made room for the next lady to get on because I scanned her in 2 seconds and I you know, it was like maybe 2 minutes. And I knew that she had been really trying hard to have a child and the whole room, you know, we scanned her and then it was meant for her to have that healing. So it was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing this, essentially, you're not really, you're barely there on a conscious level. You're just going along with what your guides, your angels, are doing with you, right?
Yes, they just blinked 3 blinks left, mm-hmm. Confirm. They're using me, absolutely. I've surrendered over to the Almighty, God and the angels, and I made that decision. I've honored that, and I honor that every day, and I am being used for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, you know, I told you all that we went in and then did a private session, and, you know, even though Terry had a healing, and Kimberly said, well, it's done, you know, people I know, and I mean, Kimberly can comment on this. The reason you get ill or something goes wrong in your body, in many cases, if not most cases, it starts out with something in another dimension where you start a process that makes you sick. And then it downloads and you get sick. Now, all those things that are causing you to be ill can still be operating in the other dimensions even after you get a healing. So I think you have to keep affirming your healing to make sure it sticks. It doesn't come back.
again. Now, I haven't talked to Kimberly about this. If she has a comment, she'll give it. But in Kelly's case, because Kimberly was in Sedona, I said, we're going to take advantage of this and make sure we get this deep into Terry. And thanks to all the people that gave donations to us, we were able to afford two more sessions, which they cost $200 each, which is a lot cheaper than going to the doctor, ultimately.
Yes.
But you know, the thing about it is, we'll talk more about the money later, because there's an aspect to this where Kimberly is between a rock and a hard place, because we've talked about it. She would like to do all these things. There's so many people who come to her, and she's caught between, how do I decide how to do this for people that can't afford it? And I think she needs to get a... I don't know how she's going to handle the demand. Because, you know, she's barely known now. But so I wanted to say that when we came back the second time, and this is when we were in a private room, we brought a bunch of supplements that Terry was taking. And then she had her, I'll call them guides or angels or whatever. She had her angels say, yes, this is a good one. Take this much per day. This is a good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. This is a bad one. You don't need that. Don't take that. This is a good one. And while we were doing that, and I felt kind of engaged with her sources, I just snuck in a question, and I said, are any of you guys from the Ra Group? And they said, yes. Kimberly never heard of the Ra Group, okay? And then I said, are any of you from the Elohim Group? And they said, yes. And I don't know if you even remembered that. You didn't remember that last time I brought it up, right? But
yes.
Did you remember? Because I have it on tape. But in any case...
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing because it kind of ties her work in with our work, because those two sources are aspects of God. And we've talked to them, and they've explained things to us for years now. So, but I'm sorry, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that it's important to, you know, for cancer and different diseases and whatever you're healed of by the glory of God, Holy Spirit, and you participating in that healing, to proclaim it and staying in the 12th dimensional consciousness and honoring it and staying in prayer. And people do come to me and ask for the tools to keep the healing. And I notice that the people that do keep in their healing and it does stay, and are we 100% conscious of everything that goes on in our body? And a lot of people think they're to blame for being sick, and they did something when they were 20, or they did something when they were 15, and is it a karmic thing? Is that why they're sick? And I have to say that it's not why you're sick. I don't believe that's why you're sick. I don't believe that we take on every single thing, and that's why we are walking around with cancer. I do feel that there are a lot of things that we can be aware of consciously to not eat and not do, and I could get into another whole show about that at some other time. But for right now, I am saying as a channel to speak, there are a lot of things that I do help clients with, which is the vitamins and the do's and don't do's with cancer and other diseases that some people do say are very helpful for people. I do spirit dosing, which is telling people how much to take of this and that and what not to do when you're under chemotherapies and radiations, and I have my views on those also. A lot of my clients do end up really winning and making it through, and I do believe that cancer will be something of old hat in the future. I do blink that there'll be less and less of it. I do also believe that proclaiming that you are healed, that God is our healer, and that the 12th dimensional consciousness is where we are and where we can be healed is very important. And leaving negative third dimensional energy out of our body and knowing that is where it's coming from, and being strong and knowing that we can stand in that higher dimension of love and knowing that God is love, and that's how we can stay strong and healed.
How did you come to learn that you could do this? How long ago was it that you first started to be in communication with these higher guides?
Yeah, I had a near-death experience in 2000. Well, it was the day before New Year's Eve in 2013. And then after that, I came home 6 months later. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. And then I started having downloads from the other side. I was born blinking. Up to 7 years old, my mom was a little bit abusive, not abusive, but she was like a little taken back by the blinking. I was sort of an indigo kid, and she didn't care for that blinking stuff. So she kind of stopped that. I think I was communicating with God very young. And then after the accident leading up, just 2013, 7 months after when I came home from the accident, I started having hearing lots of prayers and seeing visions, and started having, knowing that my life, what was my life, which was very, gossip magazines, and, my life before was, I was a nurse, but I also did a lot of television, medical advising on TV shows and, girl stuff, nothing like this. That was over with. That was done.
You mean you were a giggly girl reading trashy magazines?
I was,
right?
Those days are over. Yeah, I haven't been in a grocery store in, 3.5 years since this has happened. And I don't really know much.
You can't go out like that because you're too sensitive, right? You pick up stuff.
Oh, yeah. Those days are gone. I mean, my life is just dedicated to being a full-time medium channeler and serving God and others. And now this has just completely taken over my whole entire being. So after I got home from the hospital and I was still in a wheelchair, I started, blinking and channeling naturally. I've never been to a channeling class or anything of any sorts like that.
Mm-hmm. And were you living with anyone at the time? People ask, like, did you have a boyfriend, your mother? People, you would have seemed pretty nuts to anyone you were around, right?
I was living with my boyfriend at the time in a pretty serious relationship, thank God, because he was caring for me, and I always am very grateful for that, because I was in very, very bad shape after the accident.
Mm-hmm. So did he know you were getting all these messages and downloads and stuff?
He started to become very aware of it when about 150 people started coming through the door wanting healings after the message got out that I was becoming... Mm. I didn't even know what a healer was at the time, but at the time there was a miraculous healing that took place on a man that had an Achilles heel that had been out of his back of his leg for several years, and he was supposed to have surgery at Cedars, and I rubbed my hands together and I said a few prayers, and it had gone back up into his ankle and it never came back out. And after that, he had told a lot of people at Venice Beach, this woman is a healer and you need to go to her. And then I start getting more and more and more people coming into my door for healing.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell some, you have some amazing stories to tell. I mean, I'm sure it was blowing your mind while this was going on and saying, man, did I really do that? Now, wait a second, maybe it didn't happen that way, but, I can't imagine you doing things. I've heard Kimberly talk, and we've talked a lot, and she'll look in her room. There'll be a bunch of people in the room, and she'll point somebody out and say, You got your appendix out 7 years ago, didn't you? And then the person just falls over and says,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I did. Tell some of those stories because they're amazing.
Well, recently I just had something happen, which was kind of interesting. I had a woman who cannot get on Skype to do a Skype session with me, and she sent me a photo of her. And so it's a photo, and I'm on the phone, a phone call with her, and she's very frustrated and upset. And I, of course, I'm scanning the photo, but the photo's cut off from her chest. So now I can't scan her full body. And she says, well, how are you going to scan all of me? And I'm so upset I can't do Skyping. I am just, you know, really crying. I need help. I have neuropathy. What is happening to me? So I look at the photo, and I said, well, your left eye, it's there's something completely wrong with your left eye. She goes, you're absolutely correct. I just had a cataract. Oh, my God, you're completely right. My left eye is bad. But I said, you know what? I'm getting such amazing amount of chills, and my teeth start chattering when it's a lot of pain. I go, like that. I said, you know, I can't see you at all. I don't know you at all. But you know what they're telling me? Something has happened in your uterus. So I can't see her at all, right? Nothing. But your uterus, and I said it was about 8 years ago, and they're telling me that this is the main problem. But I said also something happened to your head on the left side. You had something, maybe a stroke. She goes, I absolutely did have a stroke. But I said, but something worse happened to your uterus. And then I was like chattering my teeth. But I can't see her at all. And she says, yep, I had a prolapsed uterus 8 years ago. So now this is something new for me. I'm finding out that I can actually Skype a person by not even in real time, not even see the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people do remote viewing all the time.
For me, I'd much rather Skype and look at the person, though, and
yeah.
See the person. See them.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah.
Should we let people ask some questions? We have a little bit of time left.
Sure, I'd love to.
Now, one of the things, those of you that are asking questions, please don't say, Kimberly, I don't have any money. Can you help me?
Yeah, also you can tell them about my website. You know, it's thehealingtrilogy.com, and
yeah,
they can go on there to schedule.
Our website is thehealingtrilogy.com. It's got thehealingtrilogy.com.
It's a self-scheduling.
And people schedule themselves. Right now, you know, she's, you know, there's not somebody handling her appointments or booking them or anything. And so the only way to get scheduled is you make a deposit of money and then a calendar comes up and then you pick from available days. And she gets booked quite a bit. She gets booked pretty far in advance. And if you can get what she's doing is public, and she's starting to do more and more radio shows, I wouldn't wait too long on this because it may end up being a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 month wait, because I don't see how she can handle it. Still, she's
yeah.
barely scratching the surface of people knowing about her. And she's the real deal. Every time she does something, people are looking and saying, oh, my God, and they're telling other people, and they're telling other people. And so I would not wait for the opportunity to work with her. Let me just see. I'm going to open up the lines.
Well, the good news, too, is, Winfrey, one thing to say, not to interrupt you, is that I am going to some events like Shasta, and we are going to places where people can go and they can have some healings there also. But
if you go to one of her live events, like in L.A. or somewhere, she picks people out of the audience and works with them.
Right.
So,
yes.
So, and that's a chance where you can get a session and not pay $200. And I know I'll tell you, I know when, I didn't know you, okay? I didn't know you, and I said, okay, I'm taking a shot. I'm putting $200 down. And I already, in my mind, I have a predisposition to think most things don't work. Because that's the truth. Most things don't work. So I'm saying, okay, this is a calculated risk. My sources said, good idea to do it. So we did it.
Well,
but I still thought it wouldn't work. But, and I'm so delighted that it has. So
you're also getting a medical diagnosis, and you're also getting the energy of the Holy Spirit and God to come into your body. And so a lot of people say, well, not only am I getting sometimes a surgical hands-on healing, but what do I have to lose to pray and go into a higher dimension? And if I put my whole mind, like you're saying, and it did work, I put my whole mind and body and spirit into the faith of the higher dimension, and it's better than going into a hospital and being cut open. Or, you know, some people come to me before they do, and then some people come to me after they've been everywhere. I'm like the last resort. But why not be the first resort?
You know, Kimberly, I want to make a disclaimer on your behalf. Okay.
Might not be the first resource. God to be the first.
I want to make a disclaimer. You know, when Kimberly says she's doing a medical diagnosis,
well, God is doing the medical diagnosis.
Yeah, but she's not a doctor, and I just don't want her to get in trouble by saying that. I think it would be. It would be better to use another word than a medical diagnosis.
Well, I'm a medical intuitive, and if you say a medical intuitive, let me make a disclaimer. A medical intuitive is having gifts for me, gifts that came to me from the Holy Spirit. So mm-hmm. I'm making a claim to saying that I blink where everything is inside of your body from the beginning of the time that you were born to where you are right now, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear Kimberly's giggle? That's how she really is.
But that's goofy.
She's goofy, right? She's goofy. But she's fun. But she gets very serious. She knows
but it's the truth.
So listen.
Okay,
If you're making noise, please don't, because I'm unmuting everybody. Okay? So
okay.
Keep your... Not you, Kimberly. You're supposed to make noise.
No, you're telling me to be quiet now. Okay.
No. No, I'm not telling you to be quiet. I'm opening up all the lines.
All right. God bless you.
People that aren't calling in, I'm going to have everybody open. So don't make noise, because then we have to work and mute you. Here we go.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Eric in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly. I'm so grateful and full of gratitude to hear you this evening. This is an extraordinary call. Have you heard of John of God, who works in Brazil?
Yes, of course.
John of God works closely with a lot of guides. Could you talk a little bit about the guides that you work with?
Absolutely. I work with Einstein. I work with Edgar Cayce that comes around me. I work with a lot of archangels. And, of course, the one and only, the beautiful Holy Spirit energy and God, which is one, the voice of one, the almighty loving energy, our creator.
Beautiful. Kimberly?
Yes.
Hello. Do you feel that you are part of a larger expansion of consciousness that's happening now on the earth?
Absolutely. I do feel that we can amazingly tap into this higher consciousness that we all can. And it's so amazingly strong that I feel that we can, doing the work as the, as you could say, medical intuitive or hands-on healer is just a small part of what they want us to witness from the other side. I'm sure you can understand what I'm saying right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to hear your voice. Are you in Santa Fe still?
Bless you.
Yes. Thank you.
Bless you.
Kimberly. Kimberly.
Yes.
She here?
Hi, yes. This is Raiden. This is Raiden, dear. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. I am healed. Thank you. I'll let other people ask questions.
You're healed?
Yes.
Oh, good. Praise God.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, dear.
Raiden had a session with Kimberly. Go ahead.
More than one.
You're legitimately healed. Praise God.
Well, do you intend on coming to Las Vegas? It's not too far from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And do any healing?
Will I go to Las Vegas?
Yes. That's
no.
where I live. No?
No, I won't.
You know, somebody's got to sponsor her and organize it. Otherwise, she'll go and only you'll show up. Okay.
So, I don't feel my energy will be okay in Vegas, but I will go to Hawaii or, you know, New York or other places. But I'm sure I'd love for you to come over here.
How about Seattle?
Is it necessary?
Yeah, I love Seattle.
Let me ask you, is it necessary to go visit you directly or can you do it over the internet? Is that just effective or what?
Oh, they're blinking, yes. Absolutely, you can do it over the internet with me, of course, dear. Yes.
So you're saying that's just equally as effective as if I was in person?
They're saying it could be very effective for you, yes. They're blinking. Of course, it's always better.
I still need some healing in my chest and my back. I had a serious virus attack, and I'm wondering if I could...
Yeah, if you're going to see me or you're going to do a Skype, I'd rather you not tell me where it's at.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let her figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, John.
Sherlock Holmes. You know what? My new title is Sherlock Holmes. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Now, you know, everybody's...
Roger in Austin.
Roger, one second. Let me say something. One little thing. Everybody wants Kimberly to come to their city, and I don't blame them.
Yes.
The problem is... that it's like at some point there may be thousands. Here's the good news and the bad news. By the time there's enough people in your city that want to see her, her waiting list will be 2 years long, okay? So get a really high intention. You can do it over Skype. Have you done surgery over Skype, psychic surgery?
Yes, I do psychic surgery over Skype. I've done it. I feel the same pain a person is feeling inside my body, and I can remove it out of my body with their body at the same time. I have done that very successfully.
Great. Okay, Roger, go ahead.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. Thank you, and bless you, too. Are you aware of others like yourself are doing the same kind of work as you are doing now?
They're blinking not like me right now.
So you're unique on the whole planet?
Yeah. I don't know if people are blinking like me. They're saying I'm not unique like that, but you can ask me a different question. They'll blink the answer.
Is there anyone else who could do at the same level of healing as you can on the planet? Is there anyone else with the same level of healing powers?
They're blinking now.
No? Oh, my God.
That's what they're blinking to me right now, but I don't know if you want to ask a different way.
let me ask a different way. Are other people going to be coming in the future that can do what Kimberly does?
Yes.
Okay, when? Within the net soon? Or are they already here or what?
John, listen. Let me get some other questions. Okay?
They're not answering. They're just blinking forward.
I have a question, Lynn.
Who is that?
That's Prudence. Prudy.
Go ahead, Prudy.
Yes, Kimberly.
Yes, honey.
Bless you. Did you, since your accident and your gifts revealed, have you had any flashbacks or been able to see your pre-incarnational sort of layout of your life, that this would unfold at this period in your life post your traumatic event?
I get a lot of chills, and I do a lot of flappings with my arms like angels.
But have you been able to see, like yourself before you were born? Of course, you would not have a memory, but yes, like since your accident.
They're blinking. Oh, I see what you're saying. They're blinking now.
You know, one
no,
thing
I only remember. I only remember being very little, like as a 2-3 months, blinking a lot, just blinking, blinking, blinking.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly,
let me make one little comment. When Terry and Kimberly were together after the healing took place, it was amazing for me to watch it because they related to each other like two angels that recognized each other, and they were giggling, and they were funny. It was really, you know, an authentic moment, and I was reading into it how angelic beings are in this realm. And, of course, Terry is an angelic being. And
I want to make a statement, though. I believe that many people have many gifts here on this planet, and I believe that I'm here to help people awaken of their gifts, too. And I believe that this is the time they're blinking the number 5. Within the next 5 years, I believe, you know, there's a big, big shift about, you know, that's happening right now and moving into this. It's a very crucial time right now.
Thank you.
You know, Kimberly and I are talking because we both understand the importance of the next few years in consciousness, and that we don't compete with each other. I really support her. She's still learning about me, and if we can get it together, maybe we'll do some events together, and we'll go on tour a little bit, because I can probably help ground the energy that makes it easier for her to do stuff. We'll see how it unfolds. But go ahead. Somebody had a question.
Kimberly, this is Cecil Jepson in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. I just wanted to...
I didn't hear you, honey.
Oh, Cecil Jepson in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington.
Did people what? I didn't hear you.
His name is Cecil. Cecil in Washington. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just wondering if you can fix the diabetes and dementia.
I can't fix it, but when you tap into the 12th dimensional consciousness and when I do healings, you can experience a healing through the energy of the Holy Spirit, because I'm a vessel for that. So, of course, it can happen, yes. People have been healed through me being a vessel. Mm-hmm. Any disease, anything can be healed by us, and even our world can be at peace when we really turn our consciousness to over and bowing to the energy of God. So, yes, you could be healed. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.
One more question.
Kimberly, may I ask, first,
yes,
were you brought up like a Christian?
Yes.
You're using the Almighty God, angels, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And
I'm
those
not
I just
Christian.
Mentioned.
I'm
yes.
born a half Jew.
You were what, sorry?
She was born
I'm a half Jew.
Jew.
And
I okay, okay, okay. Oh, you got something in common with Win.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, and also, are those that I mentioned, are those in the fifth dimension? Are they in the 12th dimension, or are they all multidimensional?
Are you talking about my guides? Are you talking about me saying the language of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, your guides, and then your angel probably is your angels, but then also the Holy Spirit and God and the Almighty.
Yes, yes. I'm so happy you're talking about it. I'm coming out in a magazine June 1st.
the Life Connection magazine, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit more, because I was on a magazine cover recently where it says the Medical Intuitive Channels the Holy Spirit, and I'm not a holy roller, I'm not Christian, and I honor all religions, but I'm a God girl, I'm not a religious girl, meaning that I just love God. And I love the energy of God, which to me is love. And I love the word Bhagwan. I love Allah. I love Elohim. I love every word that has to do with the energy of God. And the Holy Spirit to me is like, you know, when you touch down a touchdown when you're doing a basketball, or you have the energy to lift a car. So the Holy Spirit to me is just an amazing energy. It's the voice of God. You hear it. It's the intimacy of God. It's when I lay my hands down. It's like when you saw Bruce Lee do, and it's when you lay your hands down on a tumor and the tumor just dissolves out of the body, gone. It's the almighty energy, the Holy Spirit. It's the holiest, holiest spirit that we have here. It's the voice of God. It's the connection of God. It's one with God. So that is not a Christianity word to me. It's just the energy of God, a Holy, not just, it is God, Holy Spirit.
Kimberly, you are loved, at least by me.
I love you so much. I love everybody. Peace be on earth, and we are all to be peacemakers.
Let me just repeat, Kimberly's website is thehealingtrilogy.com. TheHealingTrilogy.com. And also, we are going to go. Kimberly, I want you to know that.
Yes, dear.
Hives.
Yes.
Yes, dear. Okay, Hives, the person who was just talking, is going to stay on this line. And Hives, you might have to disconnect and come back on. I'm going to close the line off, and you have to call back.
Well, you just don't do that. You walk away from it. I just stop the recording, and
No. When you stop the recording doesn't register until you close the lines.
Yes.
So close all the lines,
yes,
and then open them up again, and hopefully the recording will be there. So if anyone comes on at 7 o'clock because of your Facebook post, Hives will be there to greet them. And then play the recording, okay?
There are some people who are here already. We have some people call in, so hang tight.
Wait a second here.
Yeah. Home number, right?
Wait. Nobody talk. Right now, is there anyone that's called in from Kimberly's Facebook?
No, I didn't know how to do that.
Okay.
When?
We got to close this call.
Kimberly?
No.
Kimberly. Okay, when I know for sure there's at least one lady who asked for, do we need to call the same phone number? Yes.
Use my home phone number because someone was calling in on my home phone number. You don't have my home phone number connected, right? It's my work number out.
No. I don't give any numbers out, right?
All right, Wynn. This was the end of this recording with Kimberly. Are you present, Wynn?
Yes.
We will be going in a few moments over to our whole planet healing call. Wynn, I can't hear you if you're talking.
Hey, I got a question. Very early on where that recording started, and Wynn asked Kimberly if fix a broken bone, and she said something. I wasn't sure. It just sounded like first something like about oxygen, and then she say wheatgrass, or did that just sound like wheatgrass? Anybody catch that?
I didn't catch that. No.
Oh.
Let me open up the unmute the phone line. See if anybody else did.
All callers are unmuted.
Yeah, she said wheatgrass.
Oh, she did, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Wynn, I can't hear you. You might have left. And let me see, Terry, you might be here. And I did mute you earlier. Let's see if I can find you. All right.
Terry, are you here?
Can you hear me now?
We hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, let me go get him. Let me go get Lynn. All right.
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure we were still playing the recording or not.
Yes, I think that was as if the recording went over into like a ramble on how to proceed from where we were at that point. So that's why I stopped.
All right. Well, that was a good place to stop.
Yes. I'm going to move to Whole Planet Healing. You got the console, man, right? Here.
I will. And what was I going to say? We're going to look for a great report from L.A. Who knows? Maybe Terry and I will show up. You never know.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. So I'm signing off, and we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing.